Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good, Maggie. Good to be here. You got a great crew here.
Thanks so much for coming. Rosie performs tonight at the Thirstier Tavern in Grandview, and Johnny Rebel will be opening up that show tonight. Let's start off with one, and then we'll come back and ask a couple questions.
All right, sounds great. Ready, guys? Come on, Falcons.
Rosie Flores live from Studio A. She performs tonight at the Thirsty Ear Tavern along with Johnny Rebel. And she has a new CD out, Speed of Sound, on Eminent Records. You've been through a few label changes, and and this is your seventh album.
Yeah.
Right? And the first one, you got signed back in 85 to a major.
86.
Mm-hmm. And how does that compare to the indie labels? Is there more freedom now?
There is much more freedom. I didn't feel like I had a lot of freedom on Rounder, the last one. But I do feel like there's a lot of creative support here with Eminent. And I really like the team over there. They're just a great family. And I like my label mates. I'm a fan, and the other people that are on the label. And it's not a huge, big roster, so you don't feel like you're getting lost, you know. And so for me, it works really well. And at this time in my life where I feel like I've finally come to a place where I can kind of choose the direction I want to go in and have the label trust where I want to go. So it's good for me.
On the Warner Brothers, didn't they try to make you be the female White Yoakam or something like that?
Yeah, well, they were, you know, I guess, you know, trying to figure out how to market
another
country singer from the L.A. Hollywood music scene. And Dwight and I did come out of the same scene there, and we're friends and everything, but we were just sort of different. He was from Kentucky. I was from Texas. His roots were bluegrass. Mine was blues and conjunto, you know.
So you've been around, born in San Antonio, and I've also been in San Diego and Austin, and where's mm-hmm. home for you now?
Nashville.
Nashville.
Home. Along with the guys in the room, the Falcons.
Nice.
And let me introduce them while we're on the subject. On drums, on only one drum, I mean, on drum, Chris Detloff. Uh-huh. And then on upright bass, I have Scott McEwen.
Hello.
And he's the newest member of the Falcons. And then over there sitting on the chair, you can't hear him because he's the quiet member. He's the quiet Beatle, sort of. But our road manager, Jacob Roswag. And we've been on the road here for the last week or so.
Nice. How long is this tour going to last for you?
This one, we have a two-week run, and then we have about 5 days off, and then we start up again and head to the West Coast and on up to Oregon and Seattle and then
all over the place.
Back down across to the Southwest. And, you know, it's great. It's fun to travel, and we've got great music to listen to, and we're getting ourselves down the road and promoting this new record that we're real proud of, and it's been getting great reviews, and people seem to really like this one. You
it's
know,
really
out of all
great.
The seven, they're really taken to this one.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Can you play one for us right now from the new one?
Sure, we can do another one from the new one. my choice on the three that we had picked would be to do Somebody Someone. This is one that I wrote with Pat Gallagher, and goes a little something like this. Thank you.
Flores and the Falcons, another cut from the new CD, Speed of Sound. You can find them tonight at the Thirsty Ear Tavern in Grandview. Let's give away a pair of tickets right now at 821-9223, 821-WCBE, along with the brand new CD. Caller number, what do you say, Rosie?
Five.
Okay, five. 821-9223. Can you talk a little bit about your musical journey since you started playing guitar, I think, at 14, and then a couple other groups you were in before you did your solo
stuff? Yeah, I started out as sort of a rhythm acoustic player and used to look at folk song books and try to play, you know, and accompany myself. I started out when I was about 14 years old in a girl singing group, three of us. And then my brother played guitar, so right away I sort of copied him, and he taught me all the chords I needed to know. And so I worked on that with song books. And then I decided to put an all-girl band together. So I asked my brother and his band if he wouldn't mind loaning us all his gear. And so then I had to learn to play some lead. So that was kind of a fun journey from that to now. And just, you know, trying to get all the influences in. You know, I started with kind of doing country blues, and then back to country again, and then back to blues again. And it's just gone back and forth, you know, between those two styles. And then now I'm trying to work on my jazzy stuff.
What about the cow? Wasn't there a cowpunk kind of screaming?
Yeah, I encompassed that with country guitar playing, though. The rockabilly stuff was, for me, just kind of the country picking stuff, you know.
And how'd you get hooked up with Rick Vito? Because he worked with Bonnie Raitt, another...
Oh, yeah, Bonnie Raitt was also, you know, on that bluesy side of my influence. So, you know, I think when I first heard of Rick Vito, he was doing more of the rockabilly. And when I was in L.A., the rockabilly scene was kind of bubbling over. And there had been a band that came through from England called Levi and the Rock Cats. And so the scene started kind of flourishing in that direction. And there were a lot of bands like Jimmy and the Mustangs and... Well, the Screaming Sirens kind of came in, and there was Ray Campy and Jerry Sikorsky on guitar and Colin Winsky, and there was that whole kind of James Infeld, you know, L.A. Rockabilly. There was an album, and so that's where I started following in those groups' footsteps, you know. But
and then Wanda Jackson worked on with you on Rockabilly Philly?
Many, many years later, after I went through... my Warner Brothers record deal, and then all my High Tone record deals, and then went in, you know, was my last record I made for High Tone. I decided to do Rockabilly Philly. So I said, why not call on my two female singing idols? And so I called up Janice Martin and Wanda Jackson, and I just called them up and asked them to sing with me, and they were like, yeah.
And they hadn't done anything in
30
time.
Years.
And they were right.
And
up.
I just thought, why not ask them? You know, I'm the biggest fan. And so there we go. So would you like to hear another song?
Yeah. We're running out of time here. I want to thank you guys so much for coming by.
You bet.
Again, Rosie Flores tonight at the Thirsty Ear Tavern in Grandview. And let's give away one more pair of tickets to caller number. Call it out, guys.
Two.
Yay.
821-9223. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.